My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Zoe, and you're listening to Climbing in Heels. This show is all about celebrating extraordinary superwomen who will be sharing their incredible journeys to the top, all while staying relentless. Happy New Year to all of you. We are so excited to be back and to bring you a new year of Climbing in Heels. This week, I want to catch you up on my trip over the holidays, not so eventful, and talk a little bit about what's out in 2023 and what's in for 2024, according to social media. And of course, here to help is my producer, Mary Elizabeth. So here we go. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. And Happy New Year to you, Em.
Happy New Year to you. Welcome back to...
the insanity
works. I wish I could say that Rachel didn't have to hit the ground fully running.
But here you are
in 2024. But here I am, and here she is.
Do you remember the song? Do you remember the song? Back to life.
Oh my God.
Back to reality. Back. Yep. I mean, like one of the best songs ever.
I know.
Was it De La Soul? Soul to Soul? De La Soul?
De La Soul. I feel like it was De La Soul. We are back. It's kind of strange because Los Angeles is sort of half back and half not back.
That is because, okay, can I campaign for something?
Yes, please.
Okay. I think that we as parents of children in school have the power, all of us as different states, that each state, I mean, ideally the whole country is aligned with breaks.
With the calendar.
With the calendar, because I believe... school should never start before Labor Day, okay?
Sure.
So I think every kid's first day of school should be post-Labor Day, like the day after or the day after, right? Yeah. Give or take a day or two. I think there's a couple days grace period in all of this, right?
Sure.
I believe that holiday Christmas break should always be the last week, right? Pending where Christmas falls, of course, right? But... the last week of the year and the first week.
Of January.
Because I think that gives you like, yay, holidays, eat too much, drink too much, kids party too much, like the whole thing. And then get through New Year's.
Yep.
Catch your breath.
Yeah.
And have a couple days
to
get your head, your kids, your life back into life.
I agree.
Like this mad dash on the first... and then kids starting up on the second. I have one child that starts on the second, one on the third. But all of my East Coast friends are off.
Until next week.
Until next week.
Yeah.
And so I think there's this huge. And listen, for people with families on both coasts, like with kids in school, same age, like think about the families that want to align to spend holidays together, wherever that is, at home or traveling, whatever. But like
someone's going to have to pull their kids out of school then.
I just strongly believe that there has to be more of an alignment with holiday breaks, summer breaks, when school ends. I think there's a grace period, but I do think that hands down, the Christmas, New Year's break should be the same as everyone else's. And I think that school starting should always be after Labor Day. This mid-August thing, I do understand in hotter states. I do understand that.
Yeah.
But I also believe you're in hurricane season at that point. So
true.
You know?
True. And a lot of the East Coast or the Southeast specifically, they get out
earlier.
Memorial Day. Of course, weather situations, I get that. You can't fight Mother Nature, so mm-hmm. I do understand that. But I think where those rules don't apply with Mother Nature, I think we should really form a campaign.
Let's get on the same page, people.
Yes.
Well, how was your holiday trip? I know that we chatted. We did an episode and you were going to head to
Palm Beach. You know, I love Palm Beach. I do. I love Palm Beach. I have amazing friends that live there. It's a little bit make-believe. It's so beautiful that it doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
And this is like Palm Beach proper, like the island of Palm Beach when you go over the bridge.
Got it. Okay.
Right? So it's small, but it's magical and beautiful. And you kind of feel in a lot of ways like you're in the Great Gatsby era. Like,
ooh, cool.
The Breakers Hotel is this like landmark hotel that like you walk in and like it's just like this landmark where you feel the like glamour and the history in the walls. And there's like plaques everywhere and pictures. And it literally Gatsby like happened there. Like it's incredible.
Yeah.
But we stay at this incredible hotel we love called The Colony, and it's like a home away from home, and it's really special, and it's just this very like kind of 60s retro glamorous, like they even drive you around in like everything's pink and green and, you know, just very on brand, and it's really fun and really cool, and the staff is incredibly kind, and my kids love it, and it's very safe. But this year, normally we go for 5 days or a week and then we go somewhere else. We hop over to like an island or something to get
sure,
like,
because you're really close to the Caribbean.
Correct.
Being there. Yes.
Correct. And this year, Roger did not want to do that. So I blame him. And we had the world's worst weather. So in the 14 days that I was in Florida, we had one nice day, one day we saw the sunshine.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, truth be told, like, we live in LA, so it's not that I need to be like sunbathing or anything every day. It's just when you commit to a warm place for holiday, there's an expectation psychologically that you're on vacation. So you're like going to be at the beach, you're going to be by the pool, or you're going to be like whatever it is. That's the plan.
When you're traveling to another beach, being that we live in Southern California, you want it to be sunny and nice.
And if
warm
I was here and it was cold, it would be okay.
Sure.
Right? Because it's Christmas time and you want cold.
The vibe is cold, dreary.
Here for it. Not what I was looking
when
for.
When you're spending the money and you're spending the time and the vibe doesn't quite align, I could see where that's not.
So it's not ideal.
Ideal.
I yelled at Roger consistently. He slept 14 hours a night and took 2 hour naps.
Oh, that's great though.
Is it?
Well, I mean.
Is it? Is it? Are you happy for him? That's such a Libra thing that you'd be happy for him right now.
You know, I think everyone unplugs in their own ways. And I think Rogers is with sleep.
I think that was avoidance.
Maybe. Maybe. Or he's just carving out alone time by saying he's napping.
And I'm just wondering what do you think the kids were doing at that point?
Yeah, I'm sure running around bothering you.
Right. So, yeah. But the good news is I got really good quality time with my whole family,
which is wonderful,
which is the best,
because
that's why we go there.
My
mom and dad are amazing, and we had such great time with them, and you know, that's why we go there.
Sure.
Otherwise we would do the easy thing and go to Cabo an hour and a half away.
Yeah. I will say I was laughing, we were texting about something work related over the break, and me and another coworker were on the text with you, and you said, well, I'm trying to get to St. Bart's. And we just were giggling. We were like, oh my God, she's going to find a way. She's going to swim. To St. Bart's if she has to.
I was actually really close to doing it. I just thought at that point my marriage might suffer. So I was like, I was ready to take the kids and run and leave Roger sleeping in the hotel room.
Yeah, I mean, you could have done it.
Trust me when I tell you, I was close. I had the hotel literally, like I had my credit card down. I had the hotel booked. I just couldn't figure out how to get there, so I was contemplating swimming, taking a boat.
Yeah. The getting in and out of any sort of Caribbean island is tricky.
It's brutal.
I mean,
it's brutal.
Never one flight.
No.
Mm-mm. It's never easy. It's never fast.
Nope.
If one thing gets thrown off,
you miss everything.
You're screwed.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, well, hopefully you have some exciting travel planned in the new year.
Maybe.
I think there's snow in your future.
There is snow in my future, and I'm very excited about this, actually.
Yeah.
I am getting an award at this incredibly beautiful important gala called the Snowball in Aspen, I believe on February 3rd. And I'm so incredibly honored to get an honor for my work with children. And, you know, it's for, you know, pediatric cancer, this gala, which is obviously something very close to my
heart.
Very,
very close.
And so, yeah, so I will be going shortly for a couple of days.
Well, that'll be lovely.
Yes.
And we'll be so proud of you. I can't wait to follow along you on your come. Social media. Oh, yeah, just pop to Aspen. No big deal. Here I go.
I've taken you to weirder things.
Oh, for sure. I've been to many a weird thing. Doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you name it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this week, Rachel, I thought it would be fun to chat with you and get your take on a little bit about what the internet as a whole is talking about, what's in for 2024 and what's out. For 2024.
So I've seen some of this happening on the internet, on social media.
Yeah.
My issue is with these things, like, I think it's a little bit more tongue-in-cheek and it's funny.
Oh, for sure.
You know, whereas, like, I'm so vehemently against the sort of what's in, what's out in terms of, like, fashion rules. Because that's so, like, 90s of, like, do and don't. Like, don't wear your socks like this and don't color your hair this color, you know.
Exactly. Don't wear white after labor.
Totally eliminates all of your individuality.
Yes, for sure. So this is definitely more tongue-in-cheek. This is definitely more like culture-centered, not so specific to fashion. So I thought I'd give you the list first and you can give me your input on what's in for 2024.
Okay.
First up on the list, whole milk is back, baby.
No.
Whole milk.
No.
Allegedly. Nope. Is back in 2024.
That's just carb count.
Now, I will say what I was seeing circulate on the internet was more about for coffee. So like a whole milk latte.
Okay, so let me talk to you about that.
Flat white.
So let me say something about that because I have thoughts on this. So I am someone that has always come from the school of don't you dare try to put skim milk in my tea. That is disgusting. That makes it so watery.
Okay, so it's a texture thing for you.
It is. So what I do is I just use the tiniest bit of half and half, which is even thicker than whole milk. Not cream, because cream is really intense.
Yeah.
But like half and half. So it's like a combination, I guess, of cream and milk.
That's right.
I believe. Mm-hmm. And I only learned that when I was in Paris because they didn't understand when I said half and half and they would go cream.
Yeah.
And I'd say no.
Yeah.
And then they'd say demi, like demi.
Demi cream. Like, demi cream half, or something, right? That's funny.
So anyway, I would understand that a whole milk latte would be much better.
Tasting,
But I don't love milk. So I think for me, I like almond, not vanilla, but I like almond because it's a little like nuttier, literally. It's like,
that's
a little,
what I like.
You know?
See, I feel like the oat milk has just completely left almond milk lovers in the dust. And I myself am a tried and true almond milk lover. So
Roger likes oat.
So I will say I do know a lot of people though in my life
that like oat
prefer a whole milk, but only in a coffee situation.
My mother will not use skim milk ever and never.
Or a nut milk. Or an alternative milk.
No. There is no, it is whole or it is cream.
Or is nothing.
Is nothing. And my sister, I think, goes along with that as well.
Yeah. By the way. I mean, I get it. It's creamier. It's more delicious.
It's an old school thing.
What else is in for 2024, according to the internet, is football.
Okay, really? Are you going to ask me about that?
I am, because I think people are saying,
how about tennis?
We want tennis to come back, right? Tennis,
soccer.
Is like,
I'm way more into soccer, aka football.
Yes,
the real football in the UK, like in Europe.
Right. Which I think is slowly becoming more and more and more popular in America.
F-U-T-B-A-L.
Right, football.
Football.
I think football, like NFL football, is obviously at the forefront of pop culture because of Miss Taylor Swift.
I mean, is there anything that doesn't get to the forefront of pop culture because of Taylor Swift?
I know, but it just seems like, so that's what people are saying. Football is in.
So you're saying because of Travis Kelce.
Because of Travis Kelce, because of Taylor Swift, there is a football
obsession.
I mean, there always has been.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's America. Like, but I feel like
it now seems like people who never gave an interest into the sport are now sort of tuning in.
Like, probably more girls.
Probably Swifties. More girls. Exactly.
I'm not one of them. I would rather watch soccer, aka football.
Got it.
Because I actually like to watch that. It's like fast and fun.
Yeah.
Sky's obsessed with basketball. He's not a huge football person.
Yep. Basketball also moves fast.
I personally, I mean, I know this is not going to be socially acceptable. I loathe football because all I see is grown men getting their heads banged around in a helmet.
Yep.
And now we all know that it causes
it's very like, long-term bad for you.
Damage. Yeah. I don't think we can use Tom Brady as the poster child for everyone.
Yeah, and quarterbacks are different. They don't take the hits the way the other – well, they're not supposed to take the hits the way the other players
I just know that I had to pay my nephew not to play tackle football, and I had to – like, I had to literally bribe him.
Yeah.
And Skylar, I just – thankfully, he's mine and have control over the fact that – he's not playing football, even though he's begged me, even though he's not good at it. He just wanted to do it for social reasons, which I respect, but like, because most of his friends are playing football. So I'm like, Sky, I love you, but have you looked in the mirror lately? Like, you're going to get tossed around. He's not like a big dude, you know?
Yeah.
I think if you're like a big, strong, strappy guy, like you have a better chance of not ending up on the ground, perhaps.
True. It's and, you know, there's a lot of other team sports he can play.
If I see my son under a pile of grown men, I will literally die.
Yeah, that's not great.
I will come after them.
It's not great. I think they said football is in for 2024 also. I think it's just a sports year because the Olympics are happening in Paris this summer.
Yeah, I need to talk about that. That's a big problem for me because my plan is to be there.
And that greatly
impacts my travels.
I didn't even think about that.
I think about the swarms of millions.
Yes. People. The globe.
Literally.
The globe. Yeah. Ooh, we'll have to stay tuned. Will Rachel go to Paris?
With children.
I
want to take them.
Well, you should take them to the Olympic Games. I'm really lucky. In
sounds really crowded at me.
The Olympics were in Atlanta, Georgia, and I grew up in Atlanta, so I got to see many of the Olympic Games, which is a cool thing as a kid. So maybe you should take your kids to one of the games.
I went to the Clinton inauguration. Does that count?
That's great. That's another fun thing. Another fun history. Another thing that's in for 2024 is smartwatches for kids instead of smartphones for kids.
Oh, thoughts on that? So into that. I'm so into that. The one thing we have to solve for is the dying battery on the watch. Because it does die very easily.
Yeah, like an Apple Watch.
And my whole point of my kids having any kind of device like that is for safety, so I can call them.
Yep.
And reach them and know and track them.
Yeah.
So the I'm all for the watch. Yeah. It just does die pretty quickly, and that's sort of my only concern with that. Otherwise, I prefer it all day long.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's smart, right?
I think that a friend of mine's daughter who just got accepted to Brown did like her senior like paper on how her cell phone stole her adolescence. And I think that's something to really think about deeply.
Yeah.
Of the control that these devices have on our kids.
Well, because they just never know, they don't know a world where they don't have access to that kind of screen time.
Correct. And
it's crazy.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
And distracting, and it stops them from being present. Like, so I had to remove Skylar's phone, like when we were in the car, because his friends were like texting him and everyone was laughing and having this conversation. And we were in this like magical place. And I was like, hand me the phone.
Get out of that cyber
world. Get out of it.
Get out of there. Another thing that's in for 2024, according to the internet, is the no makeup trend. I don't know if you've seen
pictures. Do you really need me to comment on my thoughts on that? Well, personally, for me.
Well, Pamela Anderson has been very, I think she's sort of the poster child, whether she wants to be or not, of this trend. And she's shown up to a lot of corporate events. I think there was even a Paris Fashion Week. I think there was
she's like my hero right now. Like, no, I just love her.
And no God makeup. Bless. So they're saying it's going to be a trend.
Listen, I think Gwyneth has been the poster child for the no makeup thing. And, you know, listen, here's my thought on makeup, because I have grown up with makeup like on my face since I was 13. And in different phases of my life, more or less or whatever, it's all based on my level of insecurity in the moment. How much I
depends
put,
on what day we catch you.
Yeah. But I also come from a mother with a full face of makeup. And that said, my sister will not put makeup on unless she has to, which is so funny because she's older than me. And like, I think for every friend I have that piles it on, I have a friend that wears chapstick and maybe some concealer.
Right.
And it's funny because I have so much respect and admiration for people that will just roll out with no makeup. And just really embrace their truly natural beauty,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I have not ever been that person. And again, like,
I'm not her.
Like, and I think it's one of those things where, like, as you get older, I think you start to very loudly recognize and accept yourself for who you are, better or worse. Like, I'm not saying I'm proud of that. I'm saying, like, it's who I am.
But it's who you are and how you feel best.
And how I feel best. And I think, like, but I really do think that if you are someone that feels confident with no makeup, then absolutely don't wear makeup.
Yeah.
Like, because there may come a time where you're like, shit, I can't not wear makeup.
Yeah.
Like, so the one thing I would say is, I think to young people, I think I would say stop wearing so much makeup, because you will need to cover more as you get older.
Yeah. Yeah.
So stop piling it on in your teens and 20s. It's such a waste. It's so silly.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good tip.
Also, stop surgically altering your face. Sorry, I said it.
Or that. Yeah, or that.
Sorry.
That's true.
Said it.
That's out.
Sorry.
That's out for 2024 out. For Rachel out. And I. You're not going to like this.
But oh, no.
What is out for 2024 is caffeine.
Nope.
Allegedly. Nope.
I'll die with it. I'll die with
She'll
it.
She'll die with that.
I'll die with it.
With that tea and bat.
Mary Elizabeth, I know. You would never.
No.
I would do nothing. You would show up at my door. I wouldn't
show up to this house.
Like, really? Like, what am I doing without caffeine? Who's waking this brain up on 3 hours of sleep a night?
I blame the Gen Z kids. I think they're moving away from alcohol and caffeine, which Listen, whatever works for them.
I would say good riddance to cigarettes. I have to say, I barely see people smoking.
Yeah, I mean,
even young kids, like,
you've got to
barely
be in, like, maybe New York or in Europe still. I don't really.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, it's a dying thing. Now, vaping is very popular out here,
right,
for those
right,
groups.
That's fair.
So
right.
That's something I think you've got to watch with your little mm-hmm. gentlemen. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. yeah, allegedly less caffeine.
I mean, I think that's great. I really do. I think it's fantastic because it's obviously a terrible habit. And if you can live your life without it, what I have found to be true, like my nephew, for example, did not have caffeine until he graduated college and started working and had to like get up at a normal time.
Yeah.
Because in college you can sleep till 2.
Yeah. You can create your schedule.
But yeah, he started real late on the caffeine train. But I do have a fair amount of friends in their like 40s that have quit caffeine.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think there's benefits, but
I
knew you would not agree with that.
But I will say this. Okay, so let's go back. I'm going to go back to Gwyneth for a minute, right?
Yeah.
She swears by sleeping. Mm-hmm. What is it? 12 hours, 8 hours? I forgot.
8 hours.
8 hours.
Yeah.
I haven't slept 8 hours, I'm pretty sure, in my entire existence.
I'm so glad you brought this up. At the end of our program, I'm going to be sharing some information with you about sleep. So
okay.
We can circle back to that.
Yeah. So I'm not someone that sleeps enough. And so I think that I'm more reliant on caffeine. But I think if you are, in fact, properly rested,
you might not dial it back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, you know.
Okay, one of the last things that mm-hmm. I want to say is in for 2024 mm-hmm. is lab-grown diamonds are in.
Nice.
So
okay.
You and I know a little bit about that.
Yep, a lot about that. But I think, and I'm seeing more and more of the designers tapping into it, like
exactly.
the Jennifer Fishers and,
yep.
you know, Jennifer Fisher and a handful of others, obviously like Oscar Maison.
Uh-huh.
I know that I'm pretty sure Monique Lhuillier just launched some
yep.
lab-grown. There's a lot of brands on the lab-grown diamond track, and I'm very about, I mean,
yeah.
I think it's incredible.
It's
and I
great.
Think Gen Z.
Yes.
And what's after Gen Z?
Gen X? No. It's called something.
I don't know.
I know.
Whatever the
Wait,
new
alpha.
Name.
The alpha generation? No. I think it's
They're going to be called the alpha generation.
I'm pretty sure they are. I'm pretty
sorry,
sure they
can
are.
We?
One of the listeners can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's Gen Alpha.
Okay,
I think
that's messed
true.
Up.
Well, they're bossy as hell. We know that.
Oh, I do know that. And all they need now is something to feed their ego.
Right? So lab-grown diamonds are in for 2024. Okay, moving along. What is out in 2024? Mm-hmm. Saying slay.
Oh, thank God.
Which,
that is a horrible.
Which we all know. You are very known for your catchphrases and your sound bites and your sayings. But mm-hmm. you have never adopted the sleigh.
I hate it.
So you're...
I'm like really being nasty today. I'm sorry. I'm like in a mood today. I'm a little grumpy today. I'm sorry.
The year off moody. No,
because I'm starting the year off very unrelaxed and unrested. Oh, and no. I'm paler than when I left LA. And I'm normally so tan right now. And I'm
wish we were doing this episode while Rachel was getting live spray tanned. That'd be fun.
I don't believe in spray tan. They turn my sheets orange. They make white spots in like under your arms. I'm not in favor of it. Sorry.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yeah, I get
Don't
it.
Don't hate me for it.
I get it. Okay, so saying sleigh out.
Great.
Another thing, another thing that's out, allegedly, delivery apps.
Okay, well, it's clearly I'm not... Yeah. I'm not abiding by that.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm going to try my best to eliminate or reduce the delivery app thing in 2024 because it is a stupid waste of money sometimes.
No, because you would drive your car to pick it up. So it's the same emission unless you have a hybrid.
But I do. I
know
you do.
But not everybody does.
Yeah, true. But okay, so delivery apps are supposed to be out.
Okay. I'm not in favor.
Okay. She loves a delivery service.
Well, I also like when you're a working parent and you have literally not 4 minutes in the day to do anything, to be able to do your delivery on your phone at night before bed and wake up and know you have your groceries to like pack your kids' lunch or like, that is like a gift.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So I'm here for that.
What's out? Barbiecore.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Bye.
We
I think there was an OD.
We loved her for 2 years. She's out.
Listen, I'll always love Barbie because I've loved her since I was little.
Yeah.
But like, I think society is OD'd on Barbie.
Yeah. She's, we love her, but we'd like to have a break. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's out in 2024, gender reveals.
I have never been in favor of the gender reveal.
Yeah. I mean, because you see on the internet, some of them are just...
It's just over
wild and insane. And
it's also, I believe, something that like is a nice thing between you and your partner. And then you share that information rather than there be a party with an explosion of a cake and all that.
Yeah. And then everyone wants to know the name. And what if you want to keep the name to yourself?
I'm also very superstitious with pregnancy in general. I like to wait until the baby's in the hand.
Yeah. That's fair.
You know, I don't love celebrating a life before the life happens. Mm-hmm. That's just me. That's just like a superstitious me.
That's a superstitious Virgo for you. Another thing that's out, 2024, cargo pants.
Bye.
Oh, see ya. Don't let the door hit you, cargo pants.
Never loved them the first time around. Never loved them the second time around.
Don't let the door hit you on the 90s cargo pants.
Why do you need pockets on your legs?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a silhouette thing. I think it's like a baggier line on your
leg. Please don't forget who I styled in the early 2000s. And
who was it? Who fell victim to the cargo pant all the time? All of them?
I was working with NSYNC, Britney, Backstreet, like all of them. I will say who didn't wear cargo pants, Enrique Iglesias did not wear the cargo pant.
Oh, he was like a skinny jean guy,
like a skinny jean. He was
a leather pant.
Well, he was like Levi's. He did a lot of vintage and then he would wear hoodies and beanies and baseball hats and, you know.
Yeah,
literally.
Cool guy.
I had racks of hoodies.
Oh, I love that for him.
He's the cutest.
What's out in 2024? Espresso martinis.
Good. Out. Bye. Can I tell you the thought of an espresso martini makes me throw up a little.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I still love them, but I'm a millennial.
My thing is I love the taste of coffee and I think it's like the most deliciously smelling tasting thing. And to mix it with alcohol to me makes me literally gag when I talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to really like both things. You have to really like espresso and you have to really like martinis. To kind of have that be a pleasant thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. I guess sad Bye. To see them go.
Bye.
Adios.
Good riddance. And last Same with 2023. Good
riddance. Yeah. And bye. Last but not least, out in 2024, AirPods.
Oh, see, can I tell you something interesting? Mm-hmm. I never used an AirPod.
I know that, but yeah, our listeners should know.
I have never used an AirPod for this weird, freaky reason that something about having that, something that sort of wireless and techy in your ear
yeah.
felt too internal for me.
Yeah.
Too close to the brain. Honestly.
Too close to the brain.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we're going to find out their side effects to the AirPod.
Oh,
sorry.
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I hate to freak anybody out.
No, AirPods. Bye. See you later. Don't let the door
hit you.
I'm
a trendsetter, Emmy.
You really are. You are the original trendsetter. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about, now that we know what's in and what's out, mm-hmm. resolutions for the new year. So I think you should share your thoughts on resolutions.
Okay.
And then we'll talk a little bit about what your goals are for 2024.
Here's my thing about resolutions. I've just never been someone, like, I know that everybody thinks I like mapped out my life and my career, because that's the thing I get like sort of told mm-hmm. or asked or assumed the most. Like, did you plan to do this by this age? Did you plan, you know? And the answer is none of it. Right?
Sure.
And I think for me, I think there is this huge gray area between this sort of like manifesting or setting these goals. Like, I want to become a better person. I want to be kinder to people. I want to I want to launch a new career or a new business or a new whatever.
Okay? Right.
There is this big gray area between that and like, I've been smoking a pack a day for my entire life, and now I'm going cold turkey and I will never smoke again.
Right.
I think those kind of resolutions are dangerous mm-hmm. because you really set yourself up for disappointment. Mm-hmm. And I think you also, these are all, my thoughts are very contingent on the kind of person you are.
Yeah.
Okay. If you are this very disciplined person who says something once, does it, and doesn't veer, and like will not let themselves like divert from the plan.
Yep.
Then okay, then you can be that resolution person. But I think generally speaking, setting resolutions can be very defining in a very damaging way, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so what I like to say is my intention is to exercise more. My intention is to try and get on a regular program to take better care of my health, right? Yeah. Like of my body.
Right.
Right. And I think that's a healthier way to approach something. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think there are ways to like regulate that, write things down, keep track of yourself, all those things. But I think to set these like crazy, like, you know,
yeah,
like resolutions to me has never been something that has been successful ever for me.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, okay, you know, I tend to, I think for me, and this probably answers the second part of your question, but I think I tend to, as you know all too well, as we approach our 11th year of life, Emmy, together. You know, Roger says I'm negative. I actually don't think I'm negative. I think that I really like to mentally, psychologically prepare myself for every outcome,
uh-huh.
whether that's best, middle, or worst.
Uh-huh.
And I like to see it and I like to react to it as if it's happening. Mm-hmm. And then I go back to living my life, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I take myself to the end.
Yeah. And
now, what I'd like to start doing maybe is, okay, I believe this could happen this year.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I dream or manifest mm-hmm. for this year.
I like the manifesting for you.
And let's see.
Yeah.
I'm not a believer.
We talk about this. Rachel is a natural born worrier.
Yes, I am. And admittedly, I am.
All
I
of
am.
Our gurus will tell us worry is wasteful.
It is.
And worry won't protect you. Remember we talked about this. Mm-hmm. Worry won't protect mm-hmm. you from the future outcome of any situation.
It's true.
However,
it might protect you a little in how surprised you are that it happened.
Sure. Like it might affect your reaction to the outcome,
right?
But not the outcome itself.
Correct.
I believe that. You can't worry something into being safe or better or whatever.
Right. So that's true.
We do try to keep that in our forefront.
Okay.
I'm less of a worry wart than you, but
sure.
I like this manifesting for you in 2024.
You do.
And for you, I think you've always been a manifester. You just
don't know that I'm manifesting.
Or we've never had that word like in our lexicon that is so, I would say, popular now. Mm-hmm. But
that's fair.
I think for you, it will be a challenge, or it will be the next step in manifesting to actually write it down.
Right.
To actually, like, even if it's month to month or quarter to quarter or mm-hmm. however you want to check in with the manifesting, mm-hmm. but like mm-hmm. to physically write it down, because mm-hmm. I think that is a good practice in working towards something. It's like getting it out of your brain and out of your body and mm-hmm. onto something physical that you can see and mm-hmm. read mm-hmm. and think about.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I am someone that handwrites things.
You are.
I love handwriting.
You do. Yeah.
I feel it goes into my brain more deeply if I write it.
Yes.
There's something about hand to brain.
Yes. I think that's true. I think that that's, for a lot of people, I think that's true. I mean, whether it's like now in the digital age, you're typing it or putting a note on your phone or whatever. But yeah, there's something really great about mm-hmm. old school pen mm-hmm. to paper. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I have talked to you about working on in 2024 that you agree with me on is mm-hmm. sleep. So I wasn't able to bag us a sleep specialist to come on the show, and I wasn't able to surprise you with like a sleep specialist, but I did listen to a very important TED talk about sleep, and I want to share with you some takeaways and some information that I learned that you can take on your journey with you in 2024.
Okay.
This is from a TED talk by, funny enough, a man named Matthew Walker, who is the PhD. He's a professor of neuroscience and psychology at the University of California, Berkeley.
For those of you that don't know, Matt Walker is my work husband.
Yes. So we are fond of the name. He is also the founder and director of the school's Center for Human Sleep Science.
Okay.
So here are some takeaways from his lecture that I think apply to you.
Okay.
The first thing to understand about sleep is you cannot catch up on sleep. It is not a bank. It is not a system of deposits and withdrawals. If you miss your sleep, you miss it.
Right.
There's no amount of catching up.
See, that's so interesting. I want to talk about that for
your
a
health.
Second. Because I never knew that there could be a bank or a catch up. Mm-hmm. And then when my kids were really little, mm-hmm. the pediatricians said, there was this thing that came out that defied that and said it's how much sleep they average per week mm-hmm. and that they could, in fact, sleep on weekends to catch up.
Interesting.
But clearly,
apparently for adults, not the case.
Okay, fair.
So it's not a bank. We have to get it
which
when we can
sense,
get it.
Which makes sense, which is why I live my life completely exhausted.
Exactly. And we're talking optimal sleep. Uh-huh. For an adult human being is 8 hours.
Right.
So some of the tips that Dr. Walker suggests mm-hmm. are the following. Regularity. Uh-huh. To making your sleep cycle as regulated as possible.
Right, like a set time per evening.
So that means falling asleep at the same time and waking up at the same time as routinely as you can mm-hmm. so that your body and brain is trained for sleep hours.
Okay.
So.
I already fail.
You already fail, but I get a notification on my phone that's like my bedtime thing. It's like ding, ding, ding. And it's like, that's when I know I need to put my phone down. I need to wrap it up. I need to like start.
As she texts me at 11 at night.
Getting into cool. that. Well, cool. technically mine's
but
at 11:30.
Cool, I'm here for it.
But yes, so that is something that will help you.
Okay.
Another tip uh-huh. for sleeping, uh-huh. which I didn't know this and I find this fascinating, mm-hmm. is cold. The optimal temperature.
No.
The optimal temperature in the room for good solid REM sleep is 65 degrees.
0% chance. I go to sleep wearing the thickest bathrobe ever produced literally I go to sleep like freezing. Like if I'm with my kids or I'm with Roger, my feet are in between their like knees so they can to be warm you warm.
Up. Well, maybe is the room cold or are you just personally cold?
Both.
But room is cold, that's what you want. You can be as warm as you want.
But you tell me last night I turned it up to 74 before I fell asleep.
Gosh. Mm-hmm.
Truth.
You're okay, so you're sleeping in Palm Beach.
So cold.
You're sleeping in the tropics.
So cold.
I'm shocked Roger can deal with that.
He doesn't care because he's in such a deep sleep. He doesn't know that he's grossly uncomfortably hot.
Oh, well, good for him. Okay, so cold. So for any listener, cold is supposed to help in aiding great, good, productive sleep. Okay. The next tip, which I really enjoyed learning, was if you are in bed mm-hmm. and you are tossing and you are turning and you can't fall asleep, you must get up out of your bed and put yourself into another room.
Actually?
And only return to the bedroom once you're feeling sleepy. Because
what?
If you are constantly laying in your bed, tossing and turning, your brain is learning to be awake in your bed. So by removing yourself and putting yourself in a different location until you physically feel tired mm-hmm. and coming back into your bed when you're actually sleepy mm-hmm. is supposed to teach your brain that the bed is for
sleeping
and it's not a place where your brain should be active and awake. To move locations.
Okay. That's a learning.
That's a learning.
That's a learning.
Mm-hmm.
I typically will just go into the kids' bed.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they are sort of like a natural sedative, aren't they?
They really just make me fall asleep because they're cozy and quiet. Because what happens is psychologically, if I climb into bed with the kids, they will both instinctually, like a bear, just mm-hmm. like...
Yeah.
They'll be in a dead sleep and wrap their whole selves around me. So I think by forming that cocoon, I fall asleep.
Yeah, that's good.
In fact, it happened last night. Because the rain woke me up last night.
Yeah, it was rainy here in LA.
Crazy. Crazy.
Okay, so I hope those tips will help.
Super helpful.
You manifest better sleep mm-hmm, in 2024. Mm-hmm. I did read a statistic that said by estimations, more than 80% of people fail to keep their resolutions by February.
Thank you. So that goes back to... Mm-hmm. Stop with the resolutions, mm-hmm. set intentions, and try your best to achieve them.
Great.
But keep your goals realistic because I really think this really leads to that insecurity and self like failure, that like sort of, I failed. I can't even do this. So to start off your year by February, feeling a failure at whatever it is you made the resolution to do, I personally think really fucks you up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. I think it's not necessarily protecting your mental health.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't think it's healthy.
Yeah. I agree. Okay. So I thought we would end our lovely little New Year's episode by me reading for you, Little Triple Virgo, your 2024 horoscope.
Oh, geez.
So we can see what Rachel should be manifesting, what's in, what's out for the Virgo that is Rachel Zoe.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hit me.
It says, for Virgo, this year looks full of fun, surprises, good times with great people, and opportunities to make and do more from surprising sources and avenues.
Okay.
Be open-minded. Be social. Mm-hmm. Be communicative. Mm-hmm. Get things off your chest. Talk more about your worries.
Mm.
Be happy mm-hmm. and carefree. Mm-hmm. You already work very hard. Okay, that's a little overview. Career predictions mm-hmm. for Rachel for mm-hmm. 2024 are as follows.
Okay.
Don't stress. Overthink.
Fail.
Or
fail.
Put pressure on yourself to be perfect.
Oh, God. I can't do any of these things.
That's a lot to ask of any Virgo. But this year, you should really try. It doesn't get you anywhere. It just drains your confidence and your self-esteem. Okay? The Nine of Swords wants you to unleash, unburden, let go, and express all of your career angst, fears, dreads, problems, and worries. Say it all out loud and keep saying it so that you're not bottling any of it up. Address the issues, seek help, buddy up with someone to bounce your thoughts off of, and be your own career counselor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Great.
I'm here for it.
Okay. Love and relationship predictions for you in 2024. And this is if you have an existing partner, which mm-hmm. you do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Communication. So existing. He's so existing.
He's ever present. Communication is the key theme for you in 2024. If you have an existing partner, talk more deeply. Ask them big questions. Delve into their childhood. Discuss the future. Probe their hopes and fears. And see this as a project for the year. Hmm. Do you like that?
No.
Okay. Great. Friendship predictions. In 2024.
I've known him so long, I'm pretty sure there's nothing I don't know.
That's true.
And he was a third child, so nobody remembers anything.
Oh.
There's like no...
Like he doesn't remember
that? Like Roger doesn't remember. Nobody remembers. Nobody has photos. Nobody has videos. Skylar's like, Daddy, were you short when you were my age? It's like, I don't know.
Don't remember. Don't recall. That's another important thing about sleep. It helps us create memories. Just
also
going back,
helps us grow.
Back. Yeah, that's true. Okay, friendship predictions for Rachel for 2024. You love your friends.
I do love
them. And they love you too. The Three of Cups shows this is where a lot of your joy will come from in 2024.
Interesting.
So, really prioritize your friend groups. Mm-hmm. Friendships are precious mm-hmm. and unique and rewarding and to be celebrated. Resolve to make magical memories with your besties in 2024.
So that's interesting.
This is important for your year.
Well, I want to say something. I did make an intention last year, if you remember, mm-hmm. this exact day, 365 days ago, to spend more quality time with my friends in 2023. And I have to tell you, I really did. Mm-hmm. Not even as much as I would like to, but certainly
you did
like 5x more than I had been for like the 5 years prior.
Yeah.
And I think that's because, and I do want to address this because I think a lot of, mothers in particular, when they work and have children, mm-hmm. there is no free time.
Yeah.
And I think you have to pick and choose how you spend that very rare free time.
Yeah.
And I would say, and I want to speak for myself, and I know other working mom friends of mine, we are so physically and mentally tired at the end of the day that those nights of like, hey, let's get a drink, or like, hey, let's have dinner on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Is like in the, you know, mom, I need help with homework. Mom, we, and then like also the, I've been talking to people for 10 hours already today. I can't talk to anyone else.
Yeah.
And I think all of those things become the catalyst for, you know, your friendships sort of dwindling. Mm-hmm. And I think I realize that my friends are really special and amazing, and that I don't think I gave them as much credit as they deserved, if that makes sense. Because I think so much of my time for the first, you know, I'm going to say like, I mean, like 10 years, honestly, of like being a mother.
Yeah.
Like
you were because being I was, a mother. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like, and I've heard this be a thing now with a lot of moms that like forget their friends because you just don't have any time and you have to work really hard to keep those friendships.
Yeah.
And this year, I think I really celebrated with my friends and I really reached out to them and leaned on them more than I have certainly in over a decade. And I think using my birthday as an example, when 35 amazing women showed up for my birthday dinner on September 1st, or it was August 31st, and I just did a girls' night and I literally had the most fun birthday I've had in, and I looked around the table and I was like, what fucking amazing friends.
Yeah.
You know, and
you're making an investment and you're seeing the return.
Right. And I think I do think it's really important.
Yeah, clearly.
I think it's just, I think we have boxes. Mm-hmm. I think as human beings, we have boxes. I'm going to say I don't think men have as many boxes.
No.
They just don't. And I hate to say that because I always like to say as like a caveat, like I love men. So yeah. I'm not like a men basher.
No.
But I also have realized as we've gotten older, my expectation of what men are capable of as a rule, I'm generally speaking, of course,
yeah,
that we really handle more a lot. And I think there's those, you know, our friend section, yep, our mom section,
the boxes, yeah,
the husband wife section,
yeah,
you know, and there's no more section. And then you got to be like, okay, I got to pick and choose the section I'm pulling from.
Well, you know, now in 2024, you got to keep checking your friend box.
Yep.
Okay, last and not least, money and finances predictions for Rachel Zoe in 2024.
Do tell.
You are a natural financier and bookkeeping.
Okay, that's a lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're not a good bookkeeper.
Bookkeeping, I don't even know what you're going to say, but I suck at whatever you're about to say.
You do enjoy having your finances under control.
Mm-hmm.
The Two of Coins asks for abundance here, suggesting you need to speculate to accumulate without taking any crazy chances. Okay, so what does that mean? Perhaps let the leash off a little and invest in things you think have potential. If you spot new ways to make money, even if you don't think you have the time or the necessary resources, just try them. You can earn and create more in 2024 than you think is possible if you're open-minded and say yes.
What?
Yeah. So, new revenue streams, maybe.
Okay.
We'll have to see.
I already know what you're thinking over there. I mean,
my wheels are spinning.
Yeah, I already know where, I already know what your head's doing.
Yeah, exactly. So, that is a little Virgo 2024 horoscope predictions for Miss Zoe.
I would be very curious, you guys. I would really love to hear if you would write in and tell me your intentions, mm-hmm, / resolutions for the year. Also, I'd really like to hear from you how your 2023 was.
Yes.
Because I would say that for as many people in my life that had the worst year, I also have people in my life that had literally the most epic year of their lives.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that happens. Well, happy new year to all of our listeners, whether you're making very rigid resolutions or you're just setting some loosey-goosey intentions. We hope all your hopes and dreams for 2024 are going to come true.
I am really wishing all of you the best of the best of the best. And if I sound a little... a little harsh today. I'm sorry. That's just my vibe today. But happy 2024, everyone. I'm wishing you a healthy, happy, and safe year. And I will speak to you next week. Thank you so much for asking all of these incredible questions and listening, of course, to Climbing in Heels. Don't forget to write a review wherever you get your podcasts. I love reading them and it really helps us out. So while you're at it, follow me on @RachelZoe and @ClimbingInHeelsPod on Instagram for more updates on upcoming guests, episodes, and all things Caratour. Mwah.